yesterday morning at 2:41 a.m. at General Eisenhower's headquarters, General Jodl, the representative of the German High Command, and of Grand Admiral Dönitz, the designated head of the German state, signed the act of unconditional surrender of all German land, sea, and air forces in Europe to the Allied Expeditionary Forces and simultaneously to the Soviet High Command. Today is Victory in Europe Day.
That's right, folks. This is the anniversary of Victory in Europe Day. And the gentleman who began this post was, of course, the inimitable Winston Churchill. Well, I am about to vacate the premises and embark upon a weekend away. My very good friend Sarah Hillis, who is well known here on Audio Boom, is going to have a bridal shower tomorrow, and it's being held in a town quite near where my parents live. Now, I have been invited, and so has my good friend Kim, aka Spider Lady. Sorry, I'm just going to close this window because that needs to happen before I leave. Anyway, since Kim and I were both invited, and Kim lives not too far from me, my parents very kindly offered to have us both for the weekend. So, her brother is bringing her shortly, and then we will depart for the bus station. What I think I will do is stop this recording for now and rejoin you when I am on the bus. Hello again, Audio Boomerians. I am now on the bus, and I have the illustrious Kimmers with me. Say hi, Kimmers.
Hi, Kimmers.
I knew you were going to do that. Oh, well, we kind of had a heck of a time getting here because, there was a bit of miscommunication, and Kim's brother gave us a ride to the GO station, but he didn't know where to pick me up, and the road near my place was closed, and I was at one entrance, and he went to the other, and
he didn't know because I forgot. She was at one entrance, and he didn't see Shannon.
No, I was standing right there on the street. He had to drive right past me to park, and for some reason, he utterly failed to see me.
He does that all the time.
And I mean, it wasn't just me either. I had like several bags in my hand, so it was a rather bulky, obvious me.
Yeah, but he doesn't notice a lot of things.
No.
Like steps, like, oh, I don't know, picking up food when we order it. Like,
oh, well, it was very kind of him to give us a ride, and I do appreciate that.
So do I.
But then the nice thing was that Steve, the really funny customer service guy at the Greyhound counter, was there. And he's got a wonderful sense of humor, so I enjoyed bantering with him and exchanging witticisms. And yeah, that was a lot of fun. Whenever he sees me, he calls me trouble.
A lot of people seem to do that. People do that to me, too. Like the game Trouble.
I remember that game. That was so fun. Yeah, I've said to people before, watch out, I might really cause you some trouble.
I'm good at that.
Causing trouble?
Yep.
Ah.
I caused my mother many headaches.
Well, that's okay. She causes you even more.
I know. She's awful.
You've never caused me any trouble. At least not none that couldn't be fixed right away.
Good.
And if ever you did cause trouble, it wasn't really your fault.
Well, you don't cause trouble either.
That's good. Sometimes I'd like to. Not to you, though.
Well, I'm gonna say, oh no.
Boy, I'm glad we had those pepperettes for a snack, because by the time we get back to my parents' place, it'll be probably 7:30. And,
I'll be hungry.
Yeah. But my dad's getting pizza, I imagine. My mom said that he would.
Then I can go on the treadmill.
Yeah.
Lose some weight.
No, you'll have to see how you like it. It makes me dizzy.
Maybe I won't recognize my head. Today I had a shower, and I must have had a weird seizure activity because I was washing my hair, and I suddenly thought, what's this round thing? Oh my, it's my scalp. It's my head. And I thought, okay, that was just scary. I don't like that one bit.
That is scary. Was that Trivia Crack again, Kim?
Yeah, I have like 15 games going on.
Oh, wow.
I figured out how to get the right answers in Trivia Crack. You flick up with two fingers, but then instead of flicking to the right trying to find the right answers, you have to just let the thing keep talking, and then it'll say selected with the question that you, the answer that you have, and then the right answer too. So I used to try to flick to try to find the right answer, but I'm very happy now, and I'll play Trivia Crack all day. Oh no.
Oh my goodness. There's another one. That's okay. As you finish playing each game, you can sing Another One Bites the Dust.
If I finish playing another game, hopefully I'll win and I'll get more coins.
Yay!
But I can't get real coins.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
This is ridiculous.
I remember this one time I read an article that Mike Fair wrote in, was it Odyssey? It must have been for Odyssey. Where he was talking about when he was a kid, he played Great Escape on the Apple computer. And when he won, I think he actually expected to see a pile of gold coins in his room or something. Or there was a leprechaun, and he thought that it would actually put a bowl of Lucky Charms in his room.
I've never played that game.
I have. It's fun. I mean, it's very simplistic, according to today's standards, but I enjoyed it. I had a basic copy.
What's it about?
You have to escape from this maze. It's 100 rooms. And there's a leprechaun in one room that'll give you treasure, if you find him. And then there's a villain, or a villain, as the old Apple computer said, in another room. And he comes after you, and if he finds you, I think he takes all your coins.
Oh. You're right, it is simplistic, but it's probably very fun.
I liked it, yeah. And then there was another version, and I can't recall what it was named, but you could actually fight monsters and stuff in the maze. It was a little less simplistic.
That would be fun.
And you could find potions and things in the different rooms.
And then there's my silly Dungeons & Dragons one for DOS that I liked.
Yeah,
that was fun. But it was fun. Especially when I got the domain master and could hack everybody's character.
Oh my god, Kim, that's crazy. You're getting Trivia Crack notifications like wildfire.
I know. I should play some and see if I will.
Yeah, you could.
Well, I will after this is done.
Am I actually recording? I don't know. Okay, yes I was. Just wanted to make sure, because voiceover goes really quiet, and unless one is wearing headphones, it's hard to hear. But yes, I was still recording. I thought for a minute there that it wasn't going to record, because I have cellular data turned off for Audio Boom, but no, one can still record. I just can't upload it till I get to my parents' place, which is fine. I'd rather wait and do it then anyway, I don't want to use all my data. Oh, here we are at the university.
Yeah, too bad it's not my data. I have lots.
Yeah. Too bad I can't steal some of yours.
Yeah, I should download an iTunes album or something on it, just to say I've used it. I think I might. That way I can have some nice harp music for that nasty seizure activity.
Oh, what a good idea. Speaking of music, Eric went over to see Sienna today, and they were playing music, and they recorded a couple boos. It's very funny.
Oh.
They played the bird dance.
Oh, that's cool.
I know, I haven't heard that piece for donkey's years. I think you better play your Trivia Crack.
I think I should. I got the most cool two questions. Both of them were about the beaver relating to Canada.
Ooh!